Thank you, Michael. And now for our final stories. And this starts with an update on the lack of progress in the Anglia Square development, followed by mysterious graffiti appearing on the Northern Distributor Road.
Campaigners against the £271 million revamp of Norwich's Anglia Square have said they hope that the government's decision to intervene could lead to a more acceptable scheme coming forward. A planning inquiry into Norwich City Council's decision to grant permission to developers Western Homes for the redevelopment of the shopping complex has been triggered after Community Secretary James Brokenshire called in the matter. That will see public hearings in Norwich, which will help an inspector make a recommendation on whether the scheme should be allowed to go ahead or not, and the final decision will rest with the Community Secretary.
On a busy main roads, seeing sets of cat's eyes staring up at you is nothing out of the ordinary. However, motorists using the Northern Distributor Road have found themselves watched by an altogether different kind of cat's eyes. A mysterious graffiti artist or artists has been feline creative around the £205 million road, daubing pictures of cats on bridges, road signs, and features around it. More than a dozen of the cartoon kittens have been painted around the route of the road, now known as Broadland Northway, along with a handful of ghosts. However, it remains to be seen just who had been adding to the cat's eyes laid during the road's multi-million pound construction. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said, "We have no immediate plans to remove this graffiti. We only take prompt action if it deemed overtly offensive. We would strongly advise against anyone putting their own and others' personal safety at risk on bridges or near fast-moving traffic."
And now we've come to the end of this week's edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. But before we finish, a reminder that the clocks go forward this Sunday, 31st of March, to herald the start of British summertime. Now, you're receiving this recording because you've provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling us on 01603 765 365. Now, don't forget to return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet, turning over the address label and popping it in the postbox. All postage is paid, no stamp is needed.
All news items were taken from the Norwich Evening News, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes a full responsibility for the contents of this recording. We are always pleased to hear from our listeners. You can call us on 01603 765 365 and leave a message on our answer phone. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Our thanks go to all the team behind the scenes at Chatterbox. Your readers on part one were Sophie Omens and Rupert Hipwell. Our recorders this week was Peter Murch, and the editor was Carol Mastavik. Chatterbox will be back next week, but for now it's goodbye from Marianne Penn
and from me, John Francis. Goodbye.